listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, and welcome to Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm Steve O'Brien, and today is January 27th, 2019. 1 month down, well, 11 to go. Kind of waking up a little bit, well, late today. Don't know what really happened. Maybe today's a sleepy day, and everybody out there is asleep. We'll start waking you up, and, you know, we'll do it a little bit slowly. You know, this week was one of the weird ones. You know, lots of stuff happened. Not much happened. Got a call from a buddy of mine, Chuck. You know, a lot of you guys are regular listeners. Would remember Chuck. He comes on once in a while, and, you know, he's kind of like last week's show. Last week's show, we had Art and Alan were kind of, they were upset. And they were, how do you even explain it? Animated? Is that being too nice? Is that being too good? Well, because we all get upset every once in a while and actually get mad, just mad. And some people say, well, you know, it's really hard to communicate when you're mad. And I go, you know, I sat there during that show and, you know, I wasn't really that mad. Going, wow, where are we going with this? But I realized that a lot of people communicate differently than others. And so, hey, who am I to say how we talk to each other? Because here at Republic Broadcasting, we have lots of different people. We talk about lots of different things. We should talk in a variety of different ways. We can talk logical. But it does get you pissed off when things happen in the world. And you just go, oh, my God. So my phone rings, and old Chucky, you know, he's on the other line. And he's all, I told you. How you doing there, Chuck? He says, did you see what that bleeping son of a bleep, 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 bleep? Nah, he didn't swear that much, but there was a lot of anger. And I was sitting there going, oh, Trumpy Trump, do you see him? What a shot, what a fraud he is, right? He doesn't like Trump, hasn't liked Trump for a while now, thinks he's a shill. Well, I don't know. I think you might be right. Anyways, old Chucky Chuck, he sat there and he was talking about Trump and Trump a lot and how he's a shill and how he caved on that whole, you know, border thing. And all of a sudden he's going to come back and watch, he says. He says, watch. He's going to sit there and come back and he's going to pass a couple bills for Israel. This whole thing is all about Israel, it says Chuck. All they're doing is going back into session so they can do some damn thing for Israel. Watch, you got me. How you been doing, Steve? He says. Oh, I'm pretty good. I don't know anything about that, though, Chuck, I told him. But, you know, I don't doubt it. You know, yesterday, what was that, Alan? What was it that Farron was telling us on the radio over at the alternate news? What did they do, the first thing? That was earlier, right? They made the anti-Semitism sponsor into, what is it, a ambassador?
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, an ambassador to a political idea.
Yeah, ambassador to Amazon. Anti-Semitism. So what is it that they did? You know, I'm still hadn't had a chance to look that up. But Chucky Chuck, you know, he sat there and he was telling me how this is all going to come down, and it did come down. And then he asked me, what have you been up to? I said, hey, Chuck, yeah, I've been, you know, I just got out of the hospital, you know, because it did. You know, my body got away from me, and, you know.
That was one of the reasons why I was a little frustrated, too, last week, people. So I'm sorry, apologize to anyone I might have offended out there, but, you know, I'm human. And my buddy was in the hospital, and it kind of affected me a little bit.
Yeah, right after the show, I had to, you know, pack myself into the car for a little ride over there. And that was damn strange for me, right? Because I've never been in the hospital, didn't think I was going to the hospital, didn't think I was that bad. You know, I thought I had myself under control. And when I got to the hospital, they checked me in for congestive heart failure. And I was like, going, are you serious? My heart's bad? What the hell? Well, I don't think so. I think I just breathing bad and stuff like that. But, so that led for a couple of very interesting days, being that folks like us, you know, we're from the, Dave likes to talk about it, that we're not the alternate media, and maybe we aren't the alternate media, but the human media, the people that actually pay attention to stuff, we have a different world than the, what does he call it? What should I call them, the norms? I don't know. The nurses and the people that come, you know, through your room, they've been taught by a different rule book. And I'm sitting there, and they're doing a good job, and they're very nice, and they're very quarterly, you know, but you see little things all around. It's kind of like that, you know. It's like in the room, you know, I had a procession of friends, you know, they came over. Alan visited, and all my friends kind of came over for 1 minute, and each one of them, you know, took exception to something in the room, right? There's a little, in the hospital room, there was a little list pinned on the wall, a little tag, and it said, new medicines. And it's like, what the hell was that? Right, and everybody would go over there, and, you know, not the hospital, not them, right? But all my friends would go, what is this? New meds? These are you taking these meds? Ain't taking that stuff, you know. But it was something, and it was I don't know what the hell. I guess it was new meds that they were, you know, starting to carry at the hospital in case you want the new stuff. Or the old stuff, you know. As for me, I've had what I was checked in for. We really didn't find out the root cause, as what I was kind of expecting from the allopathic medicine type scenario. And I don't really mean to be dissing the folks over there, because they did save my life. I do think that at that point I was getting pretty far down there. My body, my heart had backed up probably about 50 pounds of water into my body, and I lost that throughout the 7 days. I feel great. I can sleep now. Before, I couldn't sleep. But the jury's out. It could have been building for about 6 months. The last 2 months have been incredibly painful. And, you know, made me so I couldn't even work. But, you know, anyways. So, I don't know. It's just fascinating when you feel behind the enemy line. And, I don't know. You know what I'm saying there, Alan, don't you?
Oh, yes, I will try to attempt
probably
to keep my answers short this week, seeing as how last week I think I spoke enough for several weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not true. So I wanted to share a little bit about that. But the Trump thing, somewhere that parallel, you know, where...
I will say, Steve, I'll do this once here, hopefully not a whole lot this show. That is one thing. See, that's one thing that I've said from the beginning, you know, if he does something that everyone loves, doesn't really make much to me. If he does something everyone hates, doesn't make much to me. I didn't have any expectations of him to start with because it's all freaking stage play. Go watch the special meeting of a session of the UN General Assembly and watch the head of it. Every word that comes out of his mouth is from a piece of paper that some little lady is sticking in front of him, and she keeps pointing at it, and then he'll start talking again, and he'll stop, and she'll pull a piece of paper away and put another one in front of him, and he starts talking again. So it really is scripted, people.
Yeah, isn't the head of the UN Assembly a rotating figure anyways?
Yeah, he speaks Spanish. I'm not sure if he's from Mexico or where this year.
That's too much. Well, I didn't expect too much from Trump himself. You know, I kind of expected a little bit more. So maybe that was a great stage play. And we need to...
Oh, they'll let him go improv, you know, and he's good at improv at times, but if he goes a little too far off of the, you know, the standard track, you know, if he goes off on a separate trail out in the jungle, they'll pull him back in, and he's got to come back and stand up in front of the nation and say, well, I meant to say I don't see any reason why they shouldn't interfere in our elections. Unlike us, we are so holy, we're not doing anything in Venezuela or anywhere else around the world. Oops, I mean, sorry.
Oh, they're not sorry. They don't want Maduro at all. How many years has it been since Venezuela flipped? Was it 2004, 2003?
Was that somewhere around the Gbagbo period?
No, I think it was before Gbagbo.
Okay.
You know, this is a long time ago. Let's see. Venezuela. Let me look that up. When Venezuela was starting to go commie, it was a fascinating time. They had decided, they made a vote. They actually agreed on going commie, right? Commie. How did I really say that? That kind of tickles me. And I was walking through... through the city.
You know, actually you could say commie, Steve. You could say commie, and... maybe even our buddy Lark out there would be comfortable with that, because you could change it into communitarianism, or you could switch that into a few different meanings.
I guess so. You know, it was fascinating to hear a discourse while I was walking through the city, San Francisco, with a few friends of mine, and one guy was sitting there extolling the virtues of socialism in front of a friend from Russia and the Ukraine. And he's sitting there going, oh, yeah, socialism, this and that. And they both look at him and go, what the hell are you talking about? You never lived in it, huh? So you don't even know. Go to hell. Go to Venezuela. Screw you. I don't want it. You know, we left for, you know, to live here in the U.S. We didn't talk about democracies or republics at the time. But they sure did talk about the wonderfulness of living in Russia, right, or the Ukraine, you know, when you were under the gun, when the government was controlled by, well, who was it controlled by? It wasn't a facade. You know, that's the one thing. In the USSR, it wasn't a facade. You knew somebody above you controlled you, and it wasn't fair, and keep your damn head down. Right here, we don't know that. I mean, it's just like we don't know that at all. But it's the same, really. You know, am I arguing the wrong thing? You got Hillary Clinton.
No better slaves, Steve, than those who believe themselves to be free.
Yeah. So, we got Hillary Clinton that acts just like one of the so she does anything she wants, right, and gets away with it. So back in the USSR, they could do anything they wanted as long as nobody knew about it, right, and then they get away with it. But Venezuela, yeah, where that's going to be, I don't know, are they just priming that reel for a secondary, tertiary ring on the circus of life? Maybe. You know, I think that they're going to have a hard time with that one.
Well, you know, Steve, this last week is actually kind of one of those times when it's just, I kept waiting for, you know, something like Pompeo to stand up there, actually stand up in front of the people on television, wave his arm in front of us and say, "These are not the droids you're looking for. Move along now." What have they been squalling about for 2 and some odd years now? Oh, the Russians interfered in our elections. Oh, the Russians, it's the Russians, and it's Trump. Trump's with the Russians, and he interfered in our elections, and he loves them. And we're going to go over and help democracy in Venezuela. But it's got to be our democracy. We've got to be the 51%. You know, it's democracy's great as long as we're the 51%. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. They're going to go through some hell, though. But I really don't know how this thing with Mudro came down, right? You know, and I don't know that I'd back the U.S. position. I don't know. I actually, I'm kind of at the place where I just go, you guys deal with it, right? Deal with it. They've still got the money to pay for the troops, to keep their belly full, right? As long as they can pay for the military, you can keep control of the civilian population. You had your fake elections. Most likely, Mudro had fake elections. And the new guy, right, you know, he's really didn't get voted in. He got voted in on a different platform. It says that he's going to fill in as president and so forth. So, yeah, a little too muddy. Don't get involved in other people's businesses. Well, bring the troops home. Get out of everybody's business. Let's just do everything the right way. Well, I think Ron Paul had the right idea. Let's come home, fix everything here first.
I'm going to break in again real quick. I heard something. Supposedly this is somewhat of a joke down in the southern tier of the American states down there in countries. Supposedly the saying is the only reason why the United States has not had a coup is because there is not a United States embassy in Washington.
See, I don't get that joke. Still don't get it.
There's because we've got military bases and embassies in every country, and there's 180 countries on the planet. We've got embassies military bases, not just embassies, in 160 something of them. I mean, you know, that's called imperialism. You know, it's called like what the British used to do, but in the technological age now. So.
Okay. I know. We'd overthrow ourselves. Maybe that'll happen soon anyways. You know, you never really know. I keep thinking if they do a run on Trump, what would happen? You know, Trump still has a lot of support. Trump still has a lot of support from regular people. And if you oust Trump, right, in dictum I'll get around to some coffee here in a few seconds. I'll get myself back up. You indict him. If you impeach him, yeah. You impeach him, you try to oust him, and then all of a sudden we have a full Democrat government. Wouldn't that be just the cat's meow? Wow. I couldn't imagine that, Alan. You know, if we're sitting about...
Steve, you know, it would get real interesting, Steve, because then if it was all Democrats up there, not saying that there's really a difference, but we all know the game that's being played. I'll continue afterwards.
Yeah. Hey, the rise of the Democrats. Good morning. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay. We're back.
And if I can finish this thought, before we have a caller, Steve, I was saying if we had all Democrats, we would have a truer, more than likely, at least in today's world, a fair representation of, you know, the life in this country, you know, because we would have, you know, people up there that were identifying as, say, the protozoan part of the world, maybe an amoeba, people that are identifying as a kitchen sink, an underground world, maybe as, you know, people had someone identifying as a milkworm. Which is actually probably a better and more apt description of these people than I might change it from a den of vipers to a ball of milkworms. I don't know if you guys out there, you country boys, who's ever gone out and sawed up a bunch of milkworms on a hillside, they come boiling up out of the ground, and they are the slimiest, gooeyest, nastiest things that you'll ever want to, you don't want to touch them even, but man, they're like fish cocaine. I mean, I don't know if they put a big scent trail out in the water or what, but man, they love them. So we would actually get a true representation of the country, Steve. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe so. I know it would be more truthful. You know. I don't know. I don't got my Skype up, so I can't find out who we got on the phone. So we got to. Okay. Let's bring Mike in Kentucky on. How you doing this morning, there, Mike?
Well, thank you. I leave early this morning, and I heard your issues there, and I would urge you strongly as I can, I hope as a friend, to look into the Stephen Sinatra solution. If you can remember Sinatra as in Frank Sinatra, I'm not selling his book or anything. Basically, there's three things to look at, maybe four. You don't want to probably fool with D-ribose, which is a special sugar your heart can burn. But it's called cellular cardiology, and especially if you're on statins, but even if you're not, you need to look at something called ubiquinol, CoQ10. Statins, if they put you on them, can induce muscle aches, joint pain, and not to sound like one of the commercials for Lipitor or Crestor, but heart failure, in 10 years, you end up inducing heart failure from the cholesterol medicines. And the same thing if you go with red yeast rice. You know, some people say, well, just take red yeast rice, but you can. It's the same issue. You need to take the CoQ10 to guard against the heart failure that induces. I ran into a guy, an old man that was the VA, the Veterans Administration, knew about this over 10 years ago. And it also can induce diabetes. And all they do is they change the formula a little bit, and so the old Lipitor is now Crestor, you know, so they can patent it again. But the outcomes for second heart attack and stroke, when this was approved, goes mainly to men over 70 to prevent a second heart attack and stroke, and they're even prescribing this stuff to women with no evidence that it actually helps them. And so in the Sinatra solution, it's a cluster of supplements designed to help your heart at the cellular level. Alpha lipoic acid and D-ribose is recommended by some, but I don't think the D-ribose can get past your digestive juices.
You give your body the correct building blocks to work with.
These are basically
healthy.
You got to feed the heart muscle. So the alpha lipoic acid, L-carnitine, CoQ10, those main three things. Okay, now other people go on with some other stuff there, but that's your foundation, is those three things right there. Some people say you can take, Stephen Sinatra said over a decade ago that vitamin K2 was going to replace aspirin therapy. If you bring your magnesium levels up really good and your vitamin D levels up really good, you can go from, instead of 30 is considered a good level on vitamin D, 30 micrograms per nanoliter is a unit.
As long as that particular product is not produced by IG Farben, but I mean Bayer, right? Unless that particular product is brought to you by someone like Bayer, like aspirin was, you know, who used to be IG Farben, and follow that whole trail and see where that leads you.
Aspirin's made from coal tar. You can actually get white willow bark if you want to take it. But now the aspirin therapy was designed to thin your blood and prevent, you know, clots. But the other factor in stroke, you know, that happens along with heart attack is your free glutamate levels. So if you go study that, look for anything in your diet that has a lot of glutamate. And if you do have a stroke, the damage is way less. At this point, it should be considered medical incompetence. Anybody you know that has a stroke should not be given an IV with glucose. The glucose causes much more damage, oxidative damage. So just straight, you know, IV with no damage.
Mike, I'm going to break in one more time here, and then I'm going to shut up, and hopefully Doc will jump in on this one. But, Mike, we had a spirited discussion last week, right? We're still friends, aren't we?
Oh yeah, I've got to go early this morning, or I'd hang around. But I've really got to go.
No, I mean, I wouldn't attack you. You weren't attacking me. We're just having a spiritual discussion, and that's what people should be able to do.
Yeah, no, you didn't bother me. I'm used to it, man. The people in the blogosphere, you start talking like I do, and they're almost immediately telling you you're off your meds, or have you stopped? Are you still refusing to take your meds? And they want to almost immediately label you, insane or crazy. And to me, that's just right out of like some science fiction novel. It's like the burnout part of your brain, so you'd be compatible with the atheist communist society or communitarianism. I gotta go.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for the call, there, Mike. Thanks for the info. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Great. Republic of Texas Radio, welcome back. Today is, we're in the second half of the show. Today is January the 27th. And, I guess we're talking about stuff and things. And Trump a lot. A little bit about Venezuela. Yeah, what's up with Venezuela? You know, Mike was talking just as we left about being out in the blogosphere and people, you know, just instead of paying attention to what you said, making fun of that. You know, I saw that last week with Mudro, right? This guy that's in charge of Venezuela. Instead of dealing with what Mike Pence was saying about him, he made fun of him. It was really kind of silly, you know, And yeah, that's what they kind of struck me last week. You know, Mudro was sitting there going, oh, Mike Pence said that they're going with the other guy. And did you see him on air? He said he was spitting, you know, everywhere. And water was coming from his mouth and his eyes were going left and right. And I'm like going, what has that to do with anything? Right. You know,
you're supposed to be a calm, collected mass killer. You're supposed to be calm and collected while you're mass murdering people.
Yeah, he must have been on Facebook. I don't know. So those guys are crazy. Hey, so Alan, yesterday you asked me a question about a shooting that happened. You hear anything more about that?
No, I haven't, because like I said, where I found it was just a very obscure place. So, you know, now it's, you know, it's little gems pop up here and there across the spectrum. And
yeah. Okay, so let me tell you about this. This is out of Florida, and it does seem kind of obscure. And in Florida, there was a kid, and allegedly his name is Zephan, kind of like Stefan, right, but with a Z. And his last name is Xavier, and he was 21 years old. He was a former prison guard for several months, lived with his grandmother, and moved to Florida, and was going to school at some damn place. And he went crazy and went over to a bank and shot five people in the back of their heads or in their backs. Gangster style, and I get down on the ground, bang, 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 and that's pretty much up. So, or pretty much what the deal was. And that was like on Wednesday, and his name was Stephen Xavier. And you're like, what the hell? Over at SunTrust Branch or a SunTrust Bank, killed everybody in the office, allegedly. Then he called 911 and said, I killed everybody in here. And the SWAT team came, and he wouldn't give himself up. So the SWAT team went in, and, well, then he gave himself up. Kind of odd, just the whole strangeness aspect. In fact, it's a 21-year-old boy. His neighbor, as I was reading a bunch of different articles, would say that the he's a quiet kid, except for when he got home, he played his video games. He'd be yelling and screaming all night long, you know, at the game. And
Steve, I'm sure this guy was probably not like a lily white supremacist.
Well, he is. He's just a little white boy. Yeah, I think so.
That's amazing.
You know, I really, with a name like, with the name like Zephan Xavier, bet you 10-1 he changed his name. You know, he's a video gamer, and he liked Zephan and Xavier. I doubt that is a, or maybe it is a real name. Just never met a Xavier or a Zephan. Are you?
I don't know, but if you're a white Catholic kid and they take a picture of you standing in front of some guy that runs up to you beating a drum in your face and you're the abuser, I just kind of figured that, you know, he probably wasn't just lily white supremacist type guy, because we would have heard all about it. You know, I mean, that's five people that just shot point blank, you know?
Yeah, at a bank. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he was mad about
his
student loan, and they don't want to give ideas to all the other student loan holders.
Well, he was going into the student loan debt problem, you know, and so, yeah, he went, but I don't know. It's very covered up. It's very down there. You know, murder happens. You think they're not covering it because he's 21? Why aren't they covering it? Because the government shut down.
All the guys, all the people he shot, were they white or were they, they couldn't be, you know, Hispanic or black or anything, of course, or transsexual or identifying as a kitchen sink this week or what, anything like that.
Yeah, well, maybe something else was going on, like the Lakeshore over in the chat room. He says, how many mass shootings are even real? What if that was
I don't believe much anything anymore, you know.
Yeah. Hey, the chat room's open, republicoftexas.chattango.com. They're a little slow like we are today. I woke up literally 4 minutes before the show started. We managed to get Alan on the horn just about the same time. But Doc, he's a no-show for today. So we're just going to be winging it until, you know, something happens. Maybe he's not feeling too well today. But I don't know what to think about that. Is he an agent? Blah 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 blah. Could be.
Apparently, it wasn't one of their MK subjects or anything like that, or apparently, you know, one of their drills that went crazy or anything. Because you know, if it's not something under their control, I guess they don't like to let us, you know, make a big deal out of it, because it's a situation they can't even attempt to control. Even when they do control something, they generally do it very badly. But most people don't even see that. But I don't know. You know, yeah, it's kind of strange.
The timing must not have been right for the media to jump in there and yell gun control, because 5 people getting assassinated inside of a bank, you know, come on, that's enough. That's got legs.
Well, you know, for one thing for certain is that they weren't Jews that got shot in that bank. All hell would break loose if that had happened.
Well, there was only 4 million Jews in the bank when that happened. Well, is it 4? What is it? 3.2 million? Who knows? I don't know. God, everything keeps happening so fast, and I keep losing control of the the days have just moved on and on. And this week, you know, Macron and, oh, God, what's her name? The evil chick from Germany.
Adolf?
No,
his sister.
Merkel.
Yeah, okay.
Merkel. Macron and Merkel had a little meeting today, and or not today. It was probably Tuesday or something like that, and said that they're united together to get Germany a permanent status over at the United Nations. The United Nations has had only a handful of permanent members since the beginning of the United Nations. You know, and basically the United Nations, the permanent seats are held by the winners of World War II. You know, you got China, you got Russia, you got Britain, you got the United States. And so they all have permanent voting things, and that means that they can quash any damn thing they want. So for some reason, Merkel goes over there and says, hey, Macron, right, you know, you got to back me, back our play, back Germany. We need a permanent seat. And he goes, okay. Like, dude, don't you realize that yellow vests are running all around you and you're about to be, you know, guillotined? You know, who knows if it's going to go that far? I don't know.
Germany and France, weren't they also like ganging up against Italy, saying something about Italy has to fall in line?
Well,
they're not good little UN soldiers.
I think it's Spain, but I think it's Spain. But Spain is saying you're not a very good globalist. You're acting like a nationalist by wanting wanting to upgrade the position of Germany inside the United Nations.
I'm sorry, every time I hear that word, I just think of how much the world has become like idiocracy. Every time I hear that word upgrade, I just laugh inside.
Yeah,
upgrade.
Well, it's true, you know. So Germany has a seat in the United Nations, and France has a seat in the United Nations. They tried to get rid of France's seat in the United Nations and give it to the European Union, or it was one of the France's seats or something like that. And they said, go flip yourself or whatever. You know, we're not that stupid. Go ask the Greeks. No. But no, so they want a permanent seat. And so the Spanish, my brain draws a blank, but I'm going to go with the Spanish. They're upset because they're acting like nationalists, not globalists. And so, yeah, good. They're cracks on the wall that keep the world from turning into a controlled by democracy.
Yeah,
by
remember in the last war, you fascists killed 6 million of us. Oh, no, wait, that doesn't work for the French, does it? Go ahead.
Adolf Merkel. That's funny as hell. I like that. Sorry, I was looking in the chat room. That looks great. She does look like that. Damn it. That's like, I thought that she went to Brazil or something like that. Or was that Venezuela? I don't know. It was, God, now I'm just entertaining myself.
Are you talking about Merkel? I swear, people, get a picture of Merkel and draw little black hair locks across her forehead and put a little mustache underneath her nose. And tell me who she looks like.
You know, I see some of these folks, these poor bastards, and I say that lightly. No, I don't say that lightly. How is she in power? Do they really like her? Why is she in power? You know, why are some of these people in power? It's because the people aren't behind anybody? It's because of the fake voting machine? What's the deal?
Well, the ones that do like her are getting something from the system, Steve, and the ones who don't like her don't have a chance because the system is controlled, so she's going to be there whether they like it or not. So it doesn't really, in the long run of things, I pretty much know, it's the politics game will go on as long as it can, and then everyone kind of knows something that we can't call for. That generally happens like over in Venezuela. And, there's probably nasty stuff. We've heard the joke here just recently about, capitalists, walk their dogs, socialists eat them. Well, the dogs have been gone for a while. And what do you think happens when all the other food sources are gone and all there is other bipedal mammals around you? Happens in a lot of places when things get real dire. And it's not nice to talk about, not nice to think about, but it does happen, folks. And more than likely there's some of that going on around there because desperate people will do very desperate things.
Yeah, they will. I guess it's no different, maybe here in the United States, maybe I say that. Here in the United States, where we need change. So we need to have our evil puppet bastard keep changing faces. Change from what? We don't get
one day he's almost
every
pink,
day.
But most of the time he's orange.
Well,
different shades of orange. But.
Well, we do. Orange, black, what was Bush? Torque.
I don't know what color. What color is the burning pit of hell? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you go backwards, and I still try to figure out which was the last best president. Were any of them good?
Who was that one we had before 1776? What was his name?
1776. But I don't know, we've been corrupt for so damn long. Is that ever going to change?
Here's how far back it goes as far as I've been am concerned. Now I might be wrong, but there's always that little reservation in the back of my head. But Steve, people ever say the Declaration of Independence, great sounding document and everything, why is people capitalized being the third word into a sentence? You ask someone who knows legalese what that might possibly mean. Well, something like only those that are signed on this contract have, and their heirs and descendants are the only ones who that pertains to? Anything like that? Any skullduggery that might have been done by some of those Masonic boys way back when?
So we the people as being the signers of the contract.
Well, that's just because they're proud. We're proud people, There's 200,000 of us. How many are there now? You can think about it, folks. It was a different time, a whole different meaning to a lot of things.
I don't know.
It's a great illusion to be presented with, but as far as I'm concerned, that's basically what it's been. It's a illusion. The best slave is one who considers himself to be free and independent and self-thinking. But, where's the beef?
I don't consider myself to be free. Are you calling me a bad slave, Alan?
Well, I hope I'm getting to be worse and worse for him myself, Steve.
Well, I probably would be a bad slave. I don't conform got a radio show, a Republic of Texas radio, and I get on there and I talk about things I don't like. You know, I talk about independence for Texas. So, yeah, maybe I am a bad slave. Maybe I'd make a good free man. We really don't know. I don't. I only have this.
And, you know, Steve, you know, really, I think subconsciously with me, Steve, it's, you know, it's not that I don't like talking to you folks out there. You know, if some of you help, we help change your mind one way or the other, hopefully for the right way. But I'm almost trying to talk to, because I know they're listening, and I hope someone's sitting down, you know, listening to this, recording it or logging it or whatever. If it's not the AI, it's like, you know, that's who I'm trying to talk to, because I'm trying to talk to the people that have their buttons on the big weapons, have their fingers on those buttons. Those are the ones who we need to try to change their hearts.
That's it. If you got your finger on the big button, hold on. We'll be right back after these messages. We got a message for you. Republic of Texas Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. So here we fight all through the
all right. Attention, AI, whoever you are, or whatever you are, or even if you are, you are. Whatever. We're telling you something. Listen up. The Republic of Texas radio show, and it's Sunday morning. And, you know, the world isn't a great place. We don't need you coming in here and something and doing some kind of a, whatever, tops down, control mechanism, but I don't know. Maybe you're not listening. Go through the archives. You know, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org.
and you can have all the shows. Actually, I would recommend, if you are an AI, that you listen to every single one of the shows, and you'll get a good opinion about where we're coming from. And I think that you'll understand that the world needs more peace, not more war, and we don't need to be slaves.
Less of the mind control. Less of the mind control, because it's going on everywhere. Steve, you know, you heard, you know, about the small plane that crashed here, you know, right, just recently, second one in 2 months. I'm reading the newspaper, the article in our weekly newspaper here, which I know is after Nancy Battle talked about Agenda 21 in the front of the city council. It was bought out, and this guy now is our editor. But they slide this. See, they even at this little small town, once a week local paper. Let me read you the end of this article here. This is about this plane crash. Federal government shutdown is affecting the investigation and response time. As normally, the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA would send an investigator immediately to the crash site. The FAA had sent for a furloughed representative who will be performing tasks for both the FAA and the NTSB. The first inspection of the plane takes place in Dallas. However, the plane will remain in Fredericksburg. The shutdown could prolong the investigation. It could take up to a year or longer. So, what, a few more days is going to impinge on a year? What the hell does it take a year anyway? I mean, they slide this crap in. Oh, you can't live without your government. Aren't you scared? I mean, it's just stupid. But people just,
I know.
Or this. The other front page article, Steve, city okays drainage utility fees. They're charging people taxes for the freaking water that falls on their property and runs off. I mean, how much crazier does the world have to get?
No, it'll get really crazier. What is it they call Fredericksburg? We're number one. We're in the highest cost of living.
Actually, the way they stated in the paper, Steve, was that we are the least affordable place to live. When actually, you know, we're the most expensive place in Texas. Yay! We're number one.
Art in Texas.
Bastards.
No, it's Art off the grid. Sorry, you're no longer in Texas. Hey, what's going on, Art? You there?
Yeah, I ain't been in Texas for a while. Hey, you want
to welcome you here. Just you'd help me keep all those people from California from moving here if you live next to me.
Oh, God, I couldn't come to California, dude. I'd be in prison within 3 months. I'm serious, dude. I'd open up a big old can of whoop ass on a whole bunch of people and unleash some toxic masculinity unlike anything you've ever seen before. I would be the next Ted Bundy. I'm sorry.
I loved it when you said that the other day. Art, you had me rolling on the ground.
I wouldn't be going after any women, though. I'd be going after the real asshats. Anyway, just real quick, you mentioned something about the Constitution, so I want to comment on that. But before I do, Steve, you mentioned the chat room being real slow, and all that. There's a reason for all of this, and you won't see me in there anymore because I've been banned. Apparently, the owner of the chat room, Sovereign Man, doesn't like me, which he hasn't for quite some time. But he also has a tendency to ban people who he doesn't like, while allowing his little troll buddies to troll the chat room. So
why can't people have a spirited discussion like Mike and I have? You know, people
because
people say it's like, man, y'all were really going at each other, and it's like, no, we weren't. We're just having a talk.
Because they can't handle the truth anyway.
Right.
Yeah, hang on. That's the music. We'll be right back after these messages.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.